The Nuclear Option, Rage Over Blackface, Silence Over Baby Killing. By Charles Hurt on February 4, 2019. Turns out, killing babies is not so popular. What is truly amazing is how many Virginia Democrat politicians had to touch that hot stove before they got the message that even mainstream Democrat voters do not approve. No, they are appalled, aghast and unbelieving at the mere notion of an elective abortion during delivery. It's between, you know, the mother and her doctor, death squad politicians tell us. For years, we have been chided for talking openly about fearing the Obamacare death panels that would reign after the government takes over every last corner of our healthcare system. Turns out that not only are the death panels real, they're not just for old people and expensive sick people. Democrat politicians want them for newborns, too. The infant would be kept comfortable, the grand wizard of death squads, Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, tells us in chillingly antiseptic tones. Listening to Dr. Death Northam discuss the final solution for troublesome, colicky or, perhaps, wrong-gendered babies is a little like listening to Hannibal Lecter make tender pillow talk before he rapes a woman, skins her and eats her medulla oblongata. Or Buffalo Bill gives skin moisturizer tips. It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again. Perhaps Dr. Death should get himself one of those hoods that executioners have always been so fond of throughout the darkest of ages. It could even be pointy. I bet it comes in white, with convenient, yet fashionable, little eye holes. Virginia House Del. Kathy Tran introduced the legislation that, she admitted, would legalize abortion during actual labor. Among the rest of civilization, this is called infanticide. Or, more plainly, murder. But, hey, according to Death Squad Grand Wizard Ralph Northam, the baby will be kept comfortable while waiting for his or her death row conviction. You know, toss it onto a table underneath one of those French fry lamps. If that is not life, liberty and pursuit of happiness, then what is? The single most astonishing revelation about the whole sordid mess, the only fact that everyone should remember from this sad, tragic chapter in Virginia history is this. Ms. Tran's legalized baby murder bill garnered 22 living humans serving in the Virginia House of Delegates to co-sponsor her legislation. Presumably, many of those co-sponsors of death even have children of their own. All of them are Democrats. One of those co-sponsors has since withdrawn her support, claiming she had not read the legislation and did not realize it legalized infanticide. Total silence. Not a shudder of remorse or a twinge of rage. Indeed, the Democrat Party has morphed into the party of death. Specifically, the party of killing children. All other priorities that once defined the Democrat Party have given way to this singular worship of abortion. And then, the circus began. Somebody dug up an old yearbook from Dr. Death Northam's medical school in which he featured a photograph of somebody dressed up in blackface and somebody else dressed in a Ku Klux Klan hood. Democrats, trigger the remorse and rage. Suddenly every Democrat from California to New York, where third trimester infanticide is already legal, wanted Ralph Northam's scalp on a pike. Even Ms. Tran, the author of Dr. Death's Final Solution for Troublesome Babies, has called on the Northam to resign. I stand with my friends in the Virginia Legislative Black Caucus and Virginia House Democratic Caucus in calling for Governor Northam to resign, Ms. Tran's office said in a press release. I will continue the hard work of building a welcoming and inclusive Virginia. Yes, welcome to Virginia, where we will keep you comfortable. But, meanwhile, also don't forget, it rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again. Contact Charles Hurt at shirt@washingtontimes.com or on Twitter @CharlesHurt.